Now the news, I'm Tianlu. Chinese President Xi Jinping is on a state visit to Serbia. He landed in Belgrade after two Serbian Air Force fighter jets escorted his plane through the country's airspace. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić held a welcome ceremony for the Chinese leader at the Belgrade Nikola Tesla Airport. This is President Xi's second visit to Serbia in 8 years. In a statement issued upon his arrival, he spoke highly of the traditional friendship between the two sides. He also said he looks forward to taking this visit as an opportunity to exchange views with President Vučić on bilateral relations and draw up plans for future cooperation. The Serbian newspaper Politica published a signed article by President Xi ahead of his trip. In a piece, Xi Jinping noted the long-lasting affinity between Chinese and Serbian peoples despite the long geographic distance between them. Looking forward, President Xi expressed the hope that they remain good friends and partners and jointly promote fairness and justice. He also called on the two countries to work together for the building of a China-Serbia community with a shared future in a new era. In the Serbian capital, China Media Group has unveiled a video series of the classics quoted by Xi Jinping. The international edition of the documentary puts together the Chinese president's quotes from ancient Chinese classics in his speeches, articles, and remarks. It offers a unique insight into President Xi's extensive cultural literacy and profound commitment to the well-being of the people and the nation. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić thanked CMG and called on it to boost bilateral exchanges and help push Serbia-China friendship to a new level. The show will be broadcast on Serbian national television from Wednesday. At a separate event, CMG agreed to work with Serbian media on a series of documentaries on green development. It also signed a memorandum of cooperation with the Serbian National Tourism Bureau to promote people-to-people exchanges between the two nations. Chinese President Xi Jinping has suggested China and France can seek harmony in diversity and make new contributions to world peace and development, as well as human progress through dialogue and cooperation. He made the remarks during a visit to Hautes-Pyrénées in southwest France at a special invitation of his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron. President Xi also said China is willing to strengthen people-to-people exchanges and deepen trade and economic cooperation with France and Europe. Macron said it is important for Europe to maintain strategic autonomy and unity as the international situation is full of uncertainties, and it is also crucial for Europe to develop good relations with China and strengthen bilateral and mutual cooperation. China has released a think tank report on climate actions by China and the European Union. Titled China-EU Cooperation on Environment and Climate Progress and Prospects, it urges the two sides to dovetail their environmental and climate policies and establish a long-term cooperation framework. The report also calls for strengthening the bilateral green partnership for a cleaner and more beautiful world. The National Space Administration says China's latest lunar probe has successfully entered its circumlunar orbit. Launched last Friday, Chang'e 6 is tasked with collecting samples from the far side of the moon. The mission will pave the way for China eventually putting its first astronauts on the moon by 2030. Vladimir Putin says Russia will overcome all obstacles and achieve its development goals. He made the remarks as he was sworn in for another term as Russian president on Tuesday. In the inauguration speech, he said Russia is ready to enhance ties with other nations and will not turn away from the dialogue with the West.
We have been and will be open to strengthening good relations with all countries who see Russia as a reliable and honest partner. We do not reject dialogue with Western states. The choice is theirs. I repeat, dialogue, including on security and strategic stability, is possible, but not from a position of strength.
Putin secured over 87% of the vote in the 2024 Russian presidential election, which took place in mid-March. And that's the news. I'm Tianlu.